with SRN News. I'm Mary Rose. A gunman opened fire inside a Michigan church during Sunday services, killing at least two people and injuring eight others.
Police say a 40-year-old man rammed a pickup truck into the front door of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Grand Blanc Township before starting the shooting. He is also believed to have deliberately set fire to the church building. Police shot the suspect. Authorities are still investigating the motive and have identified that suspect as Thomas Jacob Sanford from neighboring Burton.
That's correspondent Ken Lorman reporting. In a video statement, Mayor Eric Adams says he's pulling out of the New York race and ending his reelection campaign.
Despite all we've achieved, I cannot continue my reelection campaign. The constant media speculation about my future and the campaign finance board's decision to withhold millions of dollars have undermined my ability to raise the funds needed for a serious campaign.
A weather system forecast to become Tropical Storm Imelda is causing disruption in the Bahamas and nearby islands. It is expected to approach the coast of South Carolina as a hurricane in the next few days. Senior hurricane specialist Brad Reinhart of the National Hurricane Center in Miami says a tropical depression that is expected to cross part of the Bahamas over the next 2 days is then expected to strengthen and move toward the southeast U.S. coast.
At this point, it looks as if the center may remain offshore, but the forecast at that point is pretty uncertain. So really the key message for people is that in the U.S. there's a significant threat of heavy rainfall early next week from this system from coastal Georgia through the Carolinas.
This is SRN News. More abortion clinics are closing.
According to the Susan B. Anthony list, more than 40 facilities have shut their doors permanently so far this year. SBA President Marjorie Dannenfelter says, quote, life is winning. Imagine how many more clinics will shut down once they stop receiving $500 million in Medicaid money. Many of the closings are taking place in states such as California and Illinois, where Democrats hold sway and abortion is heavily protected and promoted. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew has delivered a wide-ranging speech to the Council on Foreign Relations in which he applauded the U.S.'s constitutional systems of checks and balances. But he also warned against excluding faith from the public square, citing George Washington's statement that religion and morality are indispensable to good government. Bartholomew, who's been visiting the U.S. this month. This is SRN News. Amid rising tensions between the two countries and some heated rhetoric, the U.S. State Department says it's revoking the visa of Colombia's president. Correspondent Donna Waters reports it all began with words exchanged outside the U.N.
There was a protest in New York City on Friday as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu delivered his address to the United Nations General Assembly. And Colombian President Gustavo Petro was there, telling protesters, "The history of humanity has shown us over the millennia that when diplomacy ends, we must move to another phase of the fight." But he also told protesters, "I ask all the soldiers of the United States Army, don't point your rifles against humanity and disobey the orders of Trump." The U.S. State Department says it's revoking Petro's visa because he called on U.S. soldiers to disobey President Donald Trump's orders. I'm Donna Warder.
More details at srnnews.com.